Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, December 27th, 2013. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. Although Alex is going to be joining us in the second hour, he's going to be breaking down a lot of important news that's coming out, a wide range of news. We've also got some other interesting things that happened just the last couple of days. On December the 23rd, on Monday, we posted a video about the Federal Reserve, actually comparing it to It's a Wonderful Life. Now, in spite of the fact that the entire movie is up on YouTube and that it's been up there for nearly 2 years, 2 years come February, and that it's had over 700,000 views of the entire film, our film was singled out and shut down for quote-unquote copyright reasons. Even though the entire film is up there and has been there for 2 years, it was shut down. And the interesting thing about it is that as people echoed and mirrored that report on YouTube, and as we linked to it on our page on InfoWars, as we linked on that report page talking about the video itself, the videos that we would link to would be taken down, but only those videos. So it's not something that's happening with a bot. And, of course, what we did was fair use anyway, but they have the entire movie up there and have left it up there for 2 years. What we did was report that was essentially a commentary on the similarities between what the banker Potter did and what the Federal Reserve did, essentially similarities between J.P. Morgan and other issues, other commentaries about the movie. And most of it was covered with a voiceover. There were pictures that were taken out selectively. That is all fair use. That's political commentary. But again, understand that the entire movie is up and only the videos that we link to from InfoWars are being taken down. So we're going to have that report later on. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to break that down for you in a little bit more detail. We're also going to air the entire video for you. So if you're watching this on the website or on Prison Planet TV broadcast, you can see the entire report. And we have the report up on Prison Planet TV for those of you who are subscribers. Now, we're also going to be talking in this program. We're going to have William Binney, the highest-ranking NSA whistleblower ever. Now, he was the technical director of the geopolitical world, as they called it. It was essentially the rank of a general in the NSA. And after the September 11th attacks, he came out and basically blew the whistle on what the NSA was doing. They changed their approach at that time, he believed. Now we know that it was earlier than that. They were also doing this. But he came out protesting what he learned at that time, that they were doing a full surveillance of everything, a dragnet surveillance, if you will. Of course, he said later on, he said they don't need a dragnet because they're getting every fish in the sea already. And so he came out and protested that along with several other NSA high-ranking officials, although he was the highest. He's going to be joining us to talk about that. You know, about a year ago, he said we're this close to a police state, held his two fingers just a little bit apart. And just recently he came out and said, we do have a police state. So we're going to have him break that down for us. He was a cryptographer, so we're going to talk to him about some of those issues as well. We want to get his take on what he thinks needs to happen to roll this back, to get the NSA under control. This is somebody who worked there for 30 years and knows it from the inside out. So stay tuned. That's going to be a really important interview. Now, it's the end of the year, so of course the government has their wish list. And what is always at the top of the government's wish list under Obama? It's gun control. Yes, gun control and new taxes. That's what they're looking at for you for the new year. They're eagerly anticipating getting rid of ammunition and also registering a lot more guns in a lot of other places like Connecticut. We've got people lining up in Connecticut to buy guns before new laws go into effect. So the EPA is also coming out and coming after ammunition. And we're going to have that story right after the break. It's one of these things where, isn't ammunition part of the right to keep and bear arms? Is it just having an empty rifle? Is that what the Second Amendment is about? No, it's not. It's about arms. It's about having bullets as well as guns. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about that right after the break.
The fact. packs are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex on this Friday, December 27th, 2013. We've got a lot of breaking news today. Alex is going to be joining us in the second hour. He's going to be talking about a lot of different breaking news that's coming out. He'll be live in studio. We're also going to be joined by the highest ranking NSA whistleblower ever, and that's William Binney. Now, he resigned over the dragnet collection of information that we all have learned about through the Snowden docs, although we were covering it for quite some time here at InfoWars, and there were occasional articles from the mainstream media. But this went all the way back to 2001 that William Binney and others left the NSA, and they left not just because of the unconstitutional illegal collection, although they were very clear about that being unconstitutional. They also said that what the government was doing was actually ineffective. It wasn't as effective as what they were doing constitutionally. In other words, instead of looking for a needle in the haystack, they were trying to take the entire haystack and go through it. And that's what he's been talking about quite a bit, about how the government is storing every single thing, and it's making them actually less effective with the flood of data. But he was also concerned about crony capitalism. And we did a report on crony capitalism. We did a report on the Federal Reserve on Monday, the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve. It's called It's a Wonderful Lie. It was based on It's a Wonderful Life, pointing out the similarities between the way the Federal Reserve acts, the way it was created, the methods used to create the Federal Reserve. You know, J.P. Morgan was involved in the 1907 panic, and he was also the arbiter of the bailout that came after that. They used that to establish in the public mind the idea. They manufactured a public panic, and then they manufactured public consent for the Federal Reserve. And so we point that out in the video. We point out several different things about the Federal Reserve. We also talk about religion. We also point out that they saw prayer as a very effective way to approach the problems, that God hates oppression. And so we can confidently pray that God is going to do something to stop it. Evidently, that was something that Paramount didn't like, because every time we linked to the video, they took it down, claiming a copyright violation. However, understand this. The entire video, the full movie, has been up for nearly 2 years on YouTube, has gotten over 700,000 views without any copyright claims made on it by Paramount. But our videos that were political commentary that's protected by fair use were taken down over and over again. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to play the video for you later in the program, and we're going to have William Binney from the NSA and Alex Jones will be here breaking down a wide range of news. Now, as I said, the government is coming at us with their wish list, and their wish list, of course, the top of the Obama administration's wish list is always gun control. And so they're coming at us now through the EPA, because if they can't get something passed through the Congress, then what's the Obama administration's tactic to use this? Well, they'll just do executive orders, or they'll use the various agencies to regulate something as if it were law. And so now the EPA is pushing for gun control by pushing for green ammunition mandates. Now, we reported earlier this year that the last remaining lead smelter was shutting down at the end of the year here in America. If you consider that, we're only going to have lead sources just from recycled batteries and that sort of thing, because we're not going to be allowed to produce lead anymore in this country. Of course, the Chinese will be allowed to produce lead in this country. Remember that about 6 years ago, 2007, the EPA came out and decided that they were going to eliminate all lead that could possibly touch a child. I'm serious. They were going to take out everything, lead and zippers. They were going to put restrictions on people that were reselling used children's clothing. They were going to shut all of that down. They were even going to not allow the resale or the sale of any kind of recreational vehicles that would have lead possibly and some of the engine parts, because, you know, the kid might put his mouth all over the hot engine or something. That was all driven by a child who swallowed a bracelet and died. Now, I don't know how big the bracelet was. They blamed it on the lead poisoning. They said that it was 90% lead, what they had swallowed. The interesting thing is that bracelet was made in China. China is still going to be allowed to make lead. But we can't have lead in anything. And the tactic that they're taking in terms of coming after ammunition is exactly the thing that is most scary about this to me. Because, you know, if you look back at the assassinations of the two Kennedys and Martin Luther King, they used that to push through the Gun Control Act of 1968, basically putting a lot of restrictions on handguns. Ironically, two of the three of the people who were killed, according to the official story, by sniper rifles. And, of course, they were killed by sniper rifles. Only one of the three was killed with a handgun. That would be Robert Kennedy. And then they banned handguns. They didn't ban long rifles. But now we see that they're coming after ammunition. And that's quite a bit smarter approach, because your guns don't really do you any good, obviously, if you don't have any ammunition. The Second Amendment is not about having empty rifles. It's about having arms. And part of having arms is having ammunition. Now, at the very beginning of the Obama administration, they stopped recycling brass into the market from the military. That's something that had always been done, and the Obama administration stopped that. Now, what did that do? What kind of an effect did that have? Well, that was going to raise the price of ammunition quite a bit, because there wasn't going to be any used brass coming back in to make bullets. The same thing that will happen with this lead prohibition from the EPA. They went in, had a couple of senators who got very upset about that. They wrote letters. They got that turned around. But we learned at the end of last year that at least one fort in New York is still crushing their brass and selling it very cheaply to the Chinese as scrap rather than selling it back into the market as they are supposed to do, as they've been ordered to do. So the concern is that they're coming after ammunition. It's not just bullets, but they're going after the number of the size of the magazines, and that's happening in Connecticut. We see that people are waiting in line here just before the end of the year. They're waiting in line to register their assault weapons and their quote-unquote high-capacity magazines. And here's what one of the persons said who was waiting in line. He says, if they're trying to make them illegal, I would have a real issue. But if they want to know just where they are, that's fine with me. Well, maybe he ought to talk to our guest that's going to be on in the last hour, William Binney, because out of all the whistleblowers who resigned, and they came after all of them, and they tried to prosecute them with charges, but William Binney was the only one, when they executed a search warrant, they came into his house, he was taking a shower, and they pointed guns in his face while he was in the shower. Now, he's the only one of the NSA whistleblowers who had registered guns. And that's what they did to him. Having a registered gun, having to register your gun, is basically taking a fundamental privilege and turning it into a government-granted, a fundamental right, and turning it into a government-granted privilege. And that's what they're doing with this. It's a precursor to confiscation. And one of the things that we have to be concerned about with this EPA legislation about ammo is that if we're going to get lead bullets, we're now going to have to import them. And, of course, the UN Arms Trade Treaty is all about stopping the importation of arms. And they're going to count bullets as arms as far as importation goes, if that's to their advantage. That's something we really need to watch out. But it's always about the government turning things into privileges. It's always about them gradually infringing upon our rights. One of the stories that really amazed me that came out of Popular Science, and it was kind of a joke story, but it's not really a joke. USDA issued a livestock permit for magical reindeer to enter the United States. No joke. They actually inserted themselves into the fantasy life of children to get them to understand at an early age that they don't have the right to do anything. Everything is a government-granted privilege. This is absolutely amazing. When you look at the declaration, it says that the reindeer are going to be cleared to come in as long as they get microchips on their ear and so forth and so on. It's absolutely insane that the government would make everything a privilege, that they would actually come in and glorify themselves by saying that we're going to graciously allow these magical reindeers to come in for just a 24-hour period. We're going to let them continue their journey across the country, around the world, spreading holiday cheer as they go. Isn't that nice that the government bureaucrats will move out of the way for Santa's reindeer? And we also have a breaking piece of news here that's on the Drudge Report. The Chinese state media is touting that a new bomber can nuke U.S. bases. This is more of the bellicose chest beating that we're seeing coming out on a regular basis from the Chinese military, the Chinese government. Very concerning for us. Hopefully this is something that is just for internal consumption. But it does look like tensions are building up. We've seen them extending their territorial lines, of course. That's one of the big stories that's happened in the last couple of months, how we've got now overlapping territorial claims between the Japanese, the South Koreans, as well as the North Koreans and the Chinese. They're all claiming these same little islands there. And we see this happening over and over again. We see China saying that they're going to, that they can reach with nuclear weapons. They already released a map showing that they could reach several cities in the United States with their nuclear bombs. Now they're saying that they've got a bomber that can nuke U.S. military bases, something to be very concerned about. And it's something that, as you've heard before, Joel Skousen believes that our greatest threat from nuclear contamination is not a nuclear reactor that's going to blow up, although these things are like ticking time bombs. They're getting older and older. Many of them have already lived past their designed useful life, and they just arbitrarily extend the license to them. But he's very concerned that it's essentially going to be a stand-down situation, as he's told Alex, that the U.S. government will stand down, allow the Chinese to do an initial strike, and then use that as justification to enact martial law. They're always looking for some kind of a justification to increase their power. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that. We'll be right back with more news. Stay tuned.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
There's a reason why the U.S. government is conducting emergency drills simulating the collapse of the U.S. electrical grid.
Northeast Corridor, offline. They're getting prepared.
Will you be prepared when it shuts down?
A massive power outage.
The cyber Pearl Harbor.
The evacuation procedures are working.
The Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus portable solar generators. Available exclusively at offthegrid.com. The strongest, longest-lasting solar generators. Dollar for dollar, watt for watt, on the market. Double the size and output, but not double the price. Oh yeah, one more thing. You only pay $10 for shipping for the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Actually, shipping is just $10 for any order at offthegrid.com. Before you spend your hard-earned cash on a solar generator, do yourself a favor and check out the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Solar generators with an attitude.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
The Alex Jones Show. I am David Knight filling in for Alex Jones, and he's going to be joining us in the studio in the next hour. We're also going to be joined in the third hour with the highest ranking NSA whistleblower, William Binney. That's an interview you won't want to miss. Now, we were just talking in the last segment about how the government is using gun control or ammo control to shut down bullets. Actually, it's the EPA that they're trying to put regulations on. This is a common tactic. We have congressmen who, instead of legislating, they give wide open powers to bureaucracies. And these bureaucracies then interpret the law as they see fit. I think in large respect, that was what Nancy Pelosi was talking about when she said, well, we have to pass a law to see what's in it. They do that with the Obamacare law. They did that with the Dodd-Frank bill. They allow these regulatory agencies to put in all of the details. So they're just giving them these broad sweeping powers. And then when they do awful things, the congressmen can present themselves as heroes to come back in and roll that back. But they've delegated, they've abdicated, actually, their legislative authority. And that's one of the things that Rand Paul pointed out when he came up with these three reforms that he suggested. One of them is read the bill, write the bill, is what his second reform. And the third reform was one thing at a time. That really kind of hits the main ways that the government, the Congress, has abdicated their responsibility. They put these gigantic bills out there without reading them. They put a whole bunch of different things in it. They usually have a title that has nothing to do with what it is. If it is a title that has something to do with it, it's exactly the opposite. So you have like the Patriot Act, or you have the Affordable Care Act. And of course, the Affordable Care Act is anything but affordable. And you know, there's new Obamacare fees that are coming in 2014. This is an article from the New York Post, and they're pointing out that there's some hidden taxes there that maybe you don't understand. There's a 2% levy that's going to be put on every health care plan. That's something coming out of your pocket. Insurers are going to pay an additional 3.5%. You won't see that on your bill, but of course, that will be hidden in the cost. You won't see that as an itemized portion of your bill. But just like Social Security, you may think when you look at your pay stub that you're only getting like a 7.65% hit on your Social Security, but actually your employer is doing a matching portion on that. So you're actually paying like 15.5%. So the bottom line is the government has done this type of trick before. And just like Social Security, they're starting these taxes out at a very low initial rate, at only 2 or 3%. And you're going to see them rise, just like you saw Social Security rise. And you're going to see that only a half, or in this case, less than a half, you're going to see 2% levy on your insurance bill. But then, of course, there's going to be a 3.5% fee that's going to be embedded in the insurance rates that you're not even going to see. And then, of course, there's the 2.3% medical device tax that's also going to go on things like pacemakers and stents and prosthetic limbs. So there's all these multiple taxes that are hidden from your view. And these taxes come on as very small taxes. And they're hiding some of the stuff. Some of the stuff is out there. It's kind of like the very initial income tax. That was only put on the richest people. And it was only about a 1% tax initially. And so a lot of people said, hey, I don't care. That's going to be affecting the other person. Then they found that the rate kept going up. And then it turned into a wage tax. It wasn't just a tax on investment income, which is what it was initially. And so they grow these things. You see this kind of creep that is happening, and that's what we're seeing happening with Obamacare. Of course, Chief Justice Roberts said that it was a tax. Of course, he was, I kind of wonder if he was being blackmailed with that or not after all the information that we've seen coming out about the dragnet collections of the NSA. And of course, he wrote both decisions, the dissenting decision and the decision that the Supreme Court went with, and he did an abrupt 180. And many people at the time suggested that maybe he was being blackmailed with some information there, and we subsequently learned that they got information on the director of the CIA, Petraeus. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility that another powerful man would be blackmailed with information. As a matter of fact, that's what makes that kind of information so powerful. And it's one of the reasons that we don't want to give that kind of power to the NSA. They should not have that kind of broad sweeping power. And so we've got William Binney is going to be talking to us at the end of the program in the third hour. Here's some other news, too. If you remember, there was a 60 Minutes story just a couple of weeks ago, and everybody was criticizing them for what a puff piece they had done on General Keith Alexander. And that, of course, was done by John Miller. And everybody was pointing out that John Miller was someone who had worked for the NSA. He had worked for the Defense Department. He had worked for the New York Police Department in public relations. And they were saying he's still doing public relations, and he was. And guess what? It is now official. He is returning to the New York Police Department. He's just changing the label. He's been doing nothing but public relations for the government the entire time. But, of course, the interesting take on that, that nobody else seemed to get except Paul Joseph Watson, was that he was getting permission. Keith?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex on this Friday, December 27th, 2013. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to have William Binney joining us in the third hour. He's an NSA whistleblower, the highest ranking NSA whistleblower. And it's going to be interesting to talk to him about this new case that just came out. If you remember, there was a case last week that, I think it was last week, it was within the last 2 weeks, where a judge held that the dragnet surveillance that the NSA is doing is unconstitutional. I believe that's correct. Now we've had another judge say that this kind of dragnet surveillance collecting metadata is lawful. So this is creating a conflict among the courts. It's going to go definitely to the Supreme Court. This judge, Judge Polly out of New York, said that this blunt tool only works because it collects everything. I think William Binney is going to tell us just the opposite. As a matter of fact, he's been saying just the opposite. He says by collecting everything, they are flooding themselves with data. They're missing important information because they're not following the procedures to go out and get a search warrant and identify who it is that they're going to go for. So when they look at everybody's information, they're not able to really see the important things. So they're missing a lot of important stuff. So it's going to be interesting to hear someone who was the global technical director for the NSA, worked there for over 30 years. It's going to be interesting to see what he thinks and whether or not metadata is somehow different from data. The Constitution didn't say anything about metadata. It didn't give an exclusion to metadata. It said your personal property, your papers. That's what it's about. It's about your information, and metadata is your information. Whatever, however they want to spin it, whatever kind of semantic games they want to play with it, the metadata is being collected because it's a valuable insight for them. It's a way for them to track you. It's a way for them to track everyone. And so there's a lot of information in that metadata. It's not just trivial stuff. And calling it metadata, which a lot of people don't understand, doesn't change anything. It's just a game that they're playing. So he's going to be breaking that down for us in the third hour. Now, we were talking earlier about the censorship of the report that we did, comparing what happened in Pottersville and It's a Wonderful Life to what happened in the creation of the Fed, because this, of course, was the 100th anniversary of the creation of the Fed on Monday, December the 23rd. And that has been taken down several times. Every time we link to the original one was taken down, and then we linked to some mirrored versions of it that other people had put up. As soon as we would link to it, it would be taken down. And yet there are other fair use commentaries out there about It's a Wonderful Life that have not been taken down. And as a matter of fact, the entire movie has been up for nearly 2 years with over 700,000 views, and yet Paramount keeps filing claims on ours. So what is it that they're concerned about? And what we did was I changed the title from It's a Wonderful Life to It's a Wonderful Lie, because there's just so many lies that are at the heart of this 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve. You know, the first one is the name itself. It's not federal, and there's no reserves. And so they use that basically as a cover for what they're doing. It's a private organization. One of the things in the movie that I didn't even put in was at one point Potter's having a meeting with someone. He gets a telephone call, and he says, tell the congressman to wait. Well, you know, congressmen have been waiting on the Federal Reserve. We've been waiting to get an audit of the Federal Reserve. Basically, they tell Ron Paul to just get lost. They're not going to give him any information at all about what they're doing. We're not allowed to see what this private cartel of bankers are doing with our money. We're not allowed to audit them. So that's one of the lies. And of course, there's the lie that John Maynard Keynes pushed around in Keynesian economics, saying that money that we owe to ourselves is a national debt. Isn't really a debt. It's not really a problem. You know, people like Keynes, economists like Keynes, are nothing but court jesters for the authoritarian government that wants to use Keynesian economics to write themselves a blank check so they can do anything they want to. But, of course, that money is not money that is owed by the government to the government. That money is owed to the Federal Reserve and to private investors who buy those notes. Every time they print a piece of paper, it's a Federal Reserve note. It's a loan, and they get to charge interest to us. That is the most amazing lie and ripoff of all this, that we should have to pay private individuals every time they print money. Now, that's essentially the same sort of thing that Al Gore tried to get put in with this carbon tax, Al Gore and others. And that is that we should have to pay them every time this group of private investors who are giving out carbon credits, we should have to pay them some kind of an indulgence every time we use energy. And that's something that the globalists have been looking at for quite some time, changing from money to energy as a means of exchange, as a means of controlling the people, as a means of gaining wealth and power. And so we see that reflected. They're trying to get in a global tax because that would allow them, with a carbon tax, to essentially do what the Federal Reserve has done to us with the printing of money, charging us interest on every dollar that they print. And, of course, they get to decide what the interest rate is, and they get to decide how many of these dollars are going to print up. You know, there's also the lie about the money itself. Money is not just a medium of exchange. It's also a way that you store value. Is the value of the money being saved? Is it being stored? You know, in the movie, you look at it, and they're throwing around figures that are pretty funny. He's saying that he's making $45 a week. They've got $8,000 that's stolen at the bank that's going to ruin them. Well, those dollars are not the same spending power, of course, in 1947 as they are today. As a matter of fact, look at it this way. This a dollar, according to the very, very conservative figures of the American government, the dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power since the Federal Reserve was created through inflation. But to make it a little bit easier to get a handle around it, just think of it in these rough terms. What you could buy with $1 bill in 1913 would take a $20 bill today. what you could buy with a $1 bill in 1947 would take a $10 bill today. And just going back to 1973, you would have to use a $1 bill then had the purchasing power of a $5 bill. So the prices of everything have gone up 5 times, 10 times, 20 times in this 100 years, and that's using the most conservative figures of the Federal Reserve. Most people would say that it's more like 99, or if you compare it to the value of gold, it's like 99.9% of the purchasing power has been lost in this fiat currency that we have. That's a huge, huge tax on working people, on small businessmen, on anybody who's got a job and is trying to save, to accumulate capital, to put things aside for their retirement. Anybody who has a pension plan is devastated by inflation. That's another horrible lie of the Federal Reserve. And then, of course, there's the lie of the bailout. A lot of people have made comments, and it's something that always bothered me, too, and that was that the banker in the movie gets away with the $8,000. He never gets turned in by anybody else. The guy that's pushing him around, that's standing behind him all the time in the wheelchair, never blows a whistle on the theft, even though he sees it happening. He knows everything that's going on. Nobody figures this out. There's not a detective that figures this out. And that's the way that things are in life many times. Many times we have to just pick ourselves up and go on and transcend this. And we see that the bankers got away with the giant bailout that happened in 2008. And, of course, that was many times the magnitude of the theft that Potter did. And it was many times the magnitude of what J.P. Morgan had to dole out after the panic of 1907. He went to the White House, and, of course, you've got this president in who makes his name by saying that he's going to bust all of the monopoly trusts. And yet what he does is he hands over $500 million in today's money. It's $25 million at that time. He hands that over to J.P. Morgan to dole out to the businesses that J.P. Morgan thinks should survive. And, of course, the other ones fail. And that's exactly what we saw with the bailout in 2008. We now have the lowest number of savings and loans and banks and credit unions that we've ever had in this country, ever. Since they've been keeping records, we've never had this few number of banks. And that was a key thing in the comparison of the movie because, of course, the monopolist bankers want to drive everybody out of business. It was criticized by J. Edgar Hoover, the movie when it originally came out. He said, well, this has communist overtones in it because they're trying to make the bankers look like evil capitalists. And there was an article that was done on the Daily Mail that came out on Christmas Eve talking about that very thing. But actually, if you stop and think about it, George Bailey was a banker. So it's not about us versus the bankers. It's about bankers who are monopolist capitalists. Of course, Potter wanted to own everything, and that's what we see from the global elite. That's what we see happening in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We see them asserting ownership over everything, and that's the key thing that's happening with this censorship. Understand that the Trans-Pacific Partnership is another way for them to try to enact CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, all these different pieces of legislation that were going to be attacking Internet freedom, that were going to allow them to shut down your website just like they shut down this video on the mere accusation of somebody. And, of course, to get it back is going to be a very long process if you can get it back. And if these copyright bills go through, if you get 3 strikes against you, you are banned from the Internet, just as if you get multiple strikes against you in Google, you're banned from Google if you've got multiple copyright violations that are found there. They will ban you from the Internet if they get CISPA through, if they get the Trans-Pacific Partnership through, because they couldn't get these things pushed through in legislation either in Europe or in America. Now they're trying to embed it into a secret trade agreement, just like the Federal Reserve Act was negotiated and created in secret, and many people didn't know what was in it. They're trying to do the same thing with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They're trying to make everything so that they've got total control and so that they assume ownership of everything. Because now in the 21st century, it's not like it was with the banker in It's a Wonderful Life. They're not content with just ownership of everything that's physical. They want ownership of all intellectual property as well. We had an article just this week about how they had asserted intellectual ownership of Silent Night. We've seen the Warner corporation come back and assert ownership of Happy Birthday. And we see them aggressively push these things through. We see actually even with It's a Wonderful Life, the copyright had expired on it. And the interesting thing about that is that once it passed in the public domain, that was when it became a classic. It was a failure at the box office. But once it passed into the public domain, people saw it, they loved it, they passed it around, it got a lot of airplay. And then the company that had lost their copyright because they didn't reinforce it, they didn't file the paperwork properly, they reasserted their copyright based on the script and said, well, since it was based on the script, we can reinforce that with the entire movie. And, of course, when they do this sort of thing, there's nobody on the opposite end that has a big economic interest to oppose them, so they basically go to court unopposed and, I believe, unlawfully asserted that copyright. And, of course, they want to extend the copyrights out forever. But that's not what we're seeing here with our video. What we're seeing here with our video is the selective takedown of political commentary on their movie when they allow the entire movie to be to remain on YouTube for 2 years. They take ours down in less than 24 hours. And every time we link to it, it goes down in less than 24 hours. When somebody else mirrors it and we link to it on our website, it goes down within another 24 hours. So we're going to be taking a look at that, and we're going to actually play that for you in the next hour. We've got it at Prison Planet TV. You can watch it there if you're a subscriber. We're probably going to make that available in the next 24 hours or so for everybody to look at it for free there on Prison Planet TV. YouTube, of course, is where we like to go because that's where the eyeballs are. But we have our own site where we archive all of our videos. And if you're a Prison Planet TV subscriber, you can see all of the documentaries that Alex Jones has ever produced are available there for you, as well as all of our special reports, all of our news broadcasts. It's something that you can share with 10 other people simultaneously, can log in and take a look at this. So it's something that you can pass around, and you can use that to wake people up. Now, one of the other aspects I want to talk about with It's a Wonderful Life is when you look at the alternative future when George Bailey doesn't exist, he gets his wish and he says, I wish I was never born, and he gets to see what it was like if he had never been born, to see what it was like if nobody opposed Potter and he had a monopoly on everything. And we get a look at Pottersville, and this is something that I'd never noticed before, and that was the attitude of everybody in Pottersville. When you're looking at Bedford Falls, the real city, there's not all these prohibitions and signs everywhere. When you go to Pottersville, there are prohibitions and signs about everything, everywhere. They've got signs, keep moving, no dogs allowed, no left turn, no parking. It is filled with prohibitions. But, of course, the one thing that's not prohibited is vice. And so the place is filled with vice. Why? Because that's an effective control technique for the elite. They take people down morally. It's a form of control. It's a form of slavery. It gives them control over people. It keeps them dumbed down and submissive. That and the fact that nobody owned anything. And that's a clear sign that this is not a movie about communism. In Frank Capra's world, the solution to the Potters of this world, the greedy people who wanted to own everything, like J.P. Morgan, like Al Gore, was to allow everyone to own private property, to allow everyone to be stakeholders. But you're not a stakeholder in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You're not considered to be a stakeholder in Agenda 21. They don't consider you to be somebody who's going to have a stake in the future. You're going to simply be a renter. You're going to simply be a serf. And there's one other thing that was in the movie that I thought was interesting, and that was the way the police acted. You had Bert the cop, who was in the original Bedfordville, he was very, very kind, helpful. He was connected to the community. He knew everybody by name. He's walking a beat. When he comes back into Pottersville, instead of Bedford Falls, he is now belligerent. And he even takes pot shots at George as he's running away and not a threat to anybody. You know, if you shoot somebody who's fleeing from the scene and is not a threat to you, if you're an individual, that's grounds for murder, because now your life is not endangered. It's no different if you're wearing a uniform. It's still murder. And let's take a look. If you guys get that clip that we've got of the police officer who sticks the dog on somebody, we've got a short clip here where a police officer pulls over someone for a traffic violation or for a drug deal. I don't even know what it was, but basically pulls this person over. It's up on the video right now. Can you play the audio? Can you get the audio on this?
Get out. And then one of the cops, his name is Stafford Brewster,
he's shoving
a police dog and puts him inside the car along with the person that they were pursuing, Johnny Williams. And the dog proceeds to attack him in the car that he's trapped in.
Unbelievable. He had lacerations.
Unbelievable. Yeah, take that down. Yeah, the dog just tore this guy up. So this guy stops. He's pulled by the cops. They've got him. It looks like right here in the video, they're ramming his car. So I don't know what the violation was, whether he was running from them. But they stop the car. He's got his hands up. The window is rolled down. This cop goes up and very calmly lifts his dog into the car, and the dog just rips this guy to pieces. And the cop is not getting indicted for anything. He's getting away with that. That's what we see when you've got an out-of-touch global elite who have absolutely nothing but contempt for the people that they're ruling over. That's what we saw in Pottersville. That's where we're living now. We've got the friendly cops who are now taking pot shots at people. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Using six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We were just talking in the last segment about the report that we did about the Federal Reserve and It's a Wonderful Life and the similarities between those. We're going to play that for you at the beginning of the next hour, actually about 8 after, because we don't have enough time in this segment to play the report. But we're also going to be joined by William Binney at the end of the show. And there was just a new court ruling that came out today saying that the NSA phone surveillance is lawful. Now, this is a New York federal judge. We just had a judge elsewhere say that it was not lawful, that it was unconstitutional. And so now we have this is probably going to be resolved by the Supreme Court because it's can create a conflict amongst the lower courts. And, of course, I'm sure that our rights will be dutifully upheld by the Supreme Court. You remember that when this information came out, when we started looking at things in detail with the Snowden documents earlier this summer, that Chief Justice Roberts briefed the Senate on what the FISA court actually was. And he was surprised, Chief Justice Roberts told the Senate, he was surprised to find out that it was his responsibility to appoint the FISA judges. And that's a big responsibility because, of course, the FISA court is not a court in any sense of the word. And that's exactly what Chief Justice Roberts said. He said he was really surprised to find out about this court because it didn't look anything at all like a court that he was familiar with. It didn't have opposing sides being argued. There was only one side being argued. There was only one judge. There was no jury. And, of course, the decisions were kept classified. Nobody was allowed to see these. And, of course, that is nothing at all like a court. And, of course, he was surprised to see that because courts are defined in the Constitution. We know what a court looks like. We have very clear guidelines and rules in the Constitution. And at that point, Chief Justice Roberts should have said, I'm not participating in this because I took an oath to the Constitution. But he kind of like, oh, yeah, this is interesting, so I'll just play along with this game. And so he appointed judges individually to these courts. These courts, these secretive FISA courts, are pretending that they are modifying the Constitution with their court decisions. Now, I don't even believe that the Supreme Court is able to amend the Constitution with a decision. The Constitution says what the Constitution says, but they're saying that their secretive decisions can amend the Constitution, and he's playing along with that. So I'm not really sure what we're going to see from the Supreme Court when it comes before them, and it looks like it most definitely will, because it's going to be two different courts that said two very contradictory things. Now, this judge in New York is making a pragmatic argument, saying that this is a blunt tool that only works because it collects everything. And William Binney, who was the technical director, the global technical director at the NSA, before he resigned over its unconstitutional actions, says exactly the opposite. He says that not only is it against the law, not only is it breaking the law, but it is also ineffective. It's not practical. It's not a pragmatic solution. So I'm anxious to talk to him when he comes back. Now, one of the other things that came out over the holidays, over the Christmas break, was that local courts are now reviving debtor's prison. And this is civil courts are reviving this. So this is debtor's prison if you owe money to the government, if you owe money for tickets, if you owe money for fines that they put on you, they're putting you in debtor's prison. And as I point out, it's just like a Charles Dickens novel, right? It's just, we've had Ebenezer Scrooge as both Potter and now also as the local courts are putting people in debtor's prison. And they point out very accurately here that this isn't even cost effective for the municipalities. It doesn't even make sense for them to lock people up. It costs them more than if they'd lost the fine. But it's part of a power trip. And that's what's most important to them, that you live your life as a privilege to them, that they control everything, that they own everything, including all intellectual property. So stay tuned. Right after we come back, we're going to be playing the censored report on the Federal Reserve. It's a wonderful lie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.